It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Friday, September 26th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. While results are still not official, an audit of votes cast in Tuesday's special election for the District 2 seat on the Floyd County Board of Supervisors has confirmed the vote totals reported after the polls closed. Unofficial results show Democrat Frank Rodinghouse edging out Republican Joshua Newpert by 275 votes to 273 votes. Independents Aaron Hobart and Doug Lindemann were third and fourth with 132 and 24 votes, respectively. Of the 705 votes cast by District 2 voters, 154 were absentee ballots, with 76 of those to Rodinghouse, 52 to Newpert, 17 to Hobart, and 8 to Lindemann. During a special meeting yesterday morning, County Auditor Morgan Montaigne requested supervisors approve an administrative audit of votes for the absentee precinct in Floyd County.
During the special election on Tuesday, we inadvertently ran all of the absentee ballots in test mode, which is what we use when we test the machines, public tests, and do our pre-tests and all of that. So they were accidentally run in test mode instead of election mode. Ultimately, we don't know that until we try to combine the reports between the absentee precinct with the other precincts, and it gives us an error. So it was after 8 o'clock when we found out that it was not in the right mode when it was tested, and I had already sent the absentee board home at that point.
Former County Auditor, now Supervisor Gloria Carr, stressed that the error was procedural and not mechanical.
There have been some comments on social media that have been make it sound like there was a malfunction of the equipment. There was no malfunction of the equipment. The equipment is tested for that reason.
Supervisors, including Newpert, approved Montaigne's request on a 3-0 vote, with the audit carried out by the Board of the Special Precinct, as outlined in Iowa Code. Board is also known as the Absentee and Special Voters Precinct Board. Thursday afternoon, Montaigne announced both the post-election audit and the administrative audit had been successfully completed, with results matching the reported election outcomes. She adds that the post-election audit included a hand count of ballots at the precinct hosted at Trinity United Methodist Church in Charles City, which verified the accuracy of the county's vote tabulation system. Montaigne says election results are still unofficial until a canvass is completed by the Board of Supervisors. That's set for 10 o'clock next Tuesday morning. If the results stand, Rodinghouse, who was Floyd County Treasurer for some 20 years, will serve out the remainder of Kiefer's term, which runs until the end of 2026. Prior to the audit, Montaigne noted that in previous post-election audits conducted in Floyd County, no discrepancies affecting the outcome have been found. Sioux Green Renewable Rail has received approval for its final municipal franchise agreement, clearing the way for the development of an almost 350-mile, 2,100-megawatt high-voltage underground transmission line to transport wind and solar energy from Mason City to the Chicago area. The company plans to take renewable energy being produced in Iowa to markets out east, with the transmission line starting in Cerro Gordo County and going through 8 Iowa counties across the border into Illinois. Municipalities who have signed on for the project include Mason City and Cerro Gordo County, Nora Springs, Rudd, and Charles City in Floyd County, Bassett, Ionia, New Hampton, and Lawler in Chickasaw County, Jackson Junction, Fort Atkinson, Kelmer, Ossian, and Castalia in Winnesee County. Sioux Green will use existing rail infrastructure to lay out the 350-mile underground transmission line. The energy will eventually wind up in the Pennsylvania-New Jersey grid for companies and consumers to utilize Iowa's wind energy. The company says the project will be a boost to renewable energy production in north-central Iowa. They say it aims to power 1.5 million homes and could inject $3.2 billion into the regional economy. Construction, which the company says could create up to 5,000 jobs, is expected to start as early as 2027 and be completed by 2031. The two finalists vying to become the next city administrator for Charles City will be in town today and tomorrow as the hiring process enters the in-person interview stage. The city received 14 applications in their recruitment efforts to find a successor to former city administrator Steve Deers, who announced in May he would depart after over 11 years to take the same position with the city of Clear Lake. After Deers finished in June, the city hired former Spencer City Administrator Dan Gifford to work for the city on an interim basis. Gifford, who came out of retirement, said he has no interest in the position full-time. The candidate pool is now down to two, including Charles Adam Ledford, currently the city manager in Norris, Tennessee. He also previously served as city administrator in Sac City, Iowa, from 2008 to 2016. The other finalist, Tyler Trout, is currently the city administrator in Avoca, Iowa, and has a North Iowa connection. He is a 2014 graduate of Mason City High School, and his dad, Brent Trout, was city administrator for the city of Mason City from 2007 to 2017. An invitation-only reception for the two finalists will be held at the Charles City Arts Center this evening from 5:30 to 7. Tomorrow morning, Trout and Ledford will be interviewed by three groups, including city officials and staff, along with about 10 community members. The city council will go into closed session at noon on Saturday to review the interview sessions. The city hopes to have the new city administrator start in November. In connection with tonight's reception, the city has issued a notice of gathering of quorum of council. The city says the meet and greet is an informal opportunity for invited community members to meet the final candidates for the position. The city council will not be discussing or deliberating upon any policy matters. No action will be taken and no business will be conducted at the gathering. Accordingly, the gathering does not constitute a meeting as defined by Iowa's open meetings laws. The New Hampton Dance Team's annual Stuff the Truck Night is set for this evening at the Chickasaw's homecoming football game against Osage. Dancer Maddie Shaver says fans can help NHDT make a difference in the community by donating essential items to the Chickasaw Pride Pantry at New Hampton High School.
Items like shampoo, conditioner, body wash, deodorant, laundry detergent, dish soap, feminine hygiene products, toilet paper, toothpaste, toothbrushes, paper towels, and personal care items.
Dance coach Emma Schwickerath hopes NHDT's fourth year of stuffing the truck reaches new heights.
I would love for that truck to be absolutely filled to the brim. We've had good turnouts. We've filled the back of the truck. I want like layers in the back of that truck so that our pantry doesn't have to worry about what's going to be in stock for the winter months. I would love for us to have enough where they can just coast through the fall and winter.
Dancer Kylie Young says monetary donations and non-perishable food items are also welcome. The dance team will also perform at halftime of the football game tomorrow night. Find more details on Stuff the Truck at New Hampton Dance Team on Facebook. Shaver and Young were also recently selected to perform at halftime of the Iowa Girls State Basketball Championships next March as members of the All-Iowa Honor Dance Team. It's the fourth straight year for Young, making her the first in school history to achieve this four-year accomplishment.
We go down like a couple days before and we practice for hours and hours and hours, and you get to meet a lot of new people. Like Maddie and I like won't even be near each other in the formation. Like we're both there together, but there's so many girls and you meet so many new people and people from different schools. They may have different experiences, or maybe you've even like watched them at state before not knowing who they were. And yeah, it's really fun.
This is Shaver's third consecutive year of selection for the Honor Squad. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.